Numbers chapter 1, verses 1 to 54, the entire chapter. The first census. But here's another title. Boring arithmetic. Don't miss the question mark. There's nothing boring about this. The first census. I want to make 2 points here. The first point is promise fulfilled. And the second point, order in the camp. The Israelites have been delivered from Egypt. The Exodus. They've gone into the wilderness of sin. Exodus 19, they have promised God that they will obey all his law, keep his covenant. Exodus 20, God has given the covenant to Moses. And now, a year or so later, just over a year, they are now going to have this first census as they enter the wilderness. And it's all according to the word of God, the command of God. Chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. The Lord commanded, the Lord ordered, the Lord ordained, the Lord said. It was the Lord's direction. The Lord spoke to Moses in the tent of meeting in the desert of Sinai on the first day of the second month of the second year after the Israelites came out of Egypt. He said, take a census. And you get it in chapter 1, verse 54. The Israelites did all this just as the Lord commanded Moses. Yes, it was all in accordance with God's will. Of course, there is a danger of men just counting numbers. 2 Samuel chapter 24 is very clear. Very clear that people can have pride in numbers and boast and brag. David did, and look at the consequences of that, 2 Samuel 24. But here it was ordered by God. And the first point I want to make here is that it was a promise fulfilled. Or really, I should say, I suppose, being fulfilled. What I mean is, if you read Genesis chapter 12 and verse 2, Genesis chapter 13 and verse 16, God had promised to Abraham that he would make him a massive nation, like the sand on the seashore, like the stars in the sky. We know from Acts 7:14, Stephen's address, we know that 75 people went down into Egypt. And now we read here that there are 2.5 million. Now, where do I get that number from? Look at verse 46. The total number was 603,550. That's the warriors, of course. So there's over 500,000 of warriors. Well, if you start putting the families together, 500,000 warriors, their wives, and then their children, and then the others who came out with them, you soon have a number which must be of the order of 2.5 million. From 75 to 2.5 million over these years. It's a staggering rise. And it's not just a staggering rise because of the numbers, as it were. It's despite the Egyptian cruelty, the slavery, the genocide. You talk about the Holocaust. Look at the way that Egypt was trying to eliminate the Hebrews, keep them subservient, a slave class. And yet, God was blessing and multiplying them. We know from the book of Exodus how the midwives did not obey Pharaoh's command to slaughter the boys and so on. So here is the first census. I say first because in Numbers 26, there was another renumbering, again at the command of God. Only three people appeared in the two lists, Joshua, Caleb, and Moses. And there was a slight reduction in number in those years because of the wilderness judgment, but basically it stayed stable. But when you get to 2 Samuel 24, with David's numbering, it's a huge increase then, far larger. And God had given his promise. And despite all the suffering and the persecution, and indeed, you might say, because of it, God was working his purpose out, and the Hebrews multiplied and became large and became a great nation. And of course, God is doing that with them here. So God keeps his promise. What a wonderful thought, brother and sister. I speak it to you. I challenge myself about it. I'm fearful, I'm doubtful, I'm questioning, I'm wondering, I'm anxious and all that. No. The Lord keeps his word. I don't want to be glib about it. I don't want to be cocky and proud about it, but I want to know in my heart the grace of God that keeps his promise, the power of God, the love of God, the faithfulness of God. That's the first point. Promise fulfilled. Maybe that's a word for you today, brother, sister, in any trouble you're in. God keeps his word. 2, order in the camp. There is system. There is rule. There is an army. There are ranks. There is authority. You get this in 1:5-16. And then the tabernacle. This is clearly the pinnacle of the Hebrews' existence. You get this in 1:47-53. The Levites have the responsibility. They camp around the tabernacle. The tabernacle is the place where God is going to meet with his people. And it's a strict order. It's a strict rule and governance. And it's all in accordance with God's word. The material, the army, and the spiritual, the tabernacle, it's all according to God's word. Chapter 1, verses 1 to 2, chapter 1, verse 54. The Israelites did everything, did all this, just as the Lord commanded Moses. This is what we must be doing, brothers and sisters. We must obey God in his word. How this applies to us today, it always applies in every generation. Every day of every generation, in all our lives, we must be obedient to Scripture. God forgive us when we sin, and it is sin to break Scripture. May we be given grace to repent and reform and return and keep to God's word. All as commanded. Whatever the Hebrews did wrong, and they did much wrong, I've spoken of it in their Kings, I spoke of it through Jeremiah and Lamentations. Nevertheless, at this stage they were doing everything in accordance with the word of God. So God keeps his promise, there is order in the camp, the spiritual is top of the pile, and it's all in accordance with God's word. This is not trite. This is not just a saying. We obey God in his word. We trust his promise. We keep the order of his word, and we walk in his way. And the blessing of God attends us in our ways. It's not always successful. It's not always triumph. It's not happy all the day, but nevertheless, it is to the glory of God and our everlasting good. Promise fulfilled, order in the camp. Boring arithmetic, far from it. Glorious arithmetic, to the praise of God. Amen.